Hey, trivia fans. We're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you exclusive Ultimate Trivia podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia and style. You can shop now at the Ultimate Trivia Podcast through a link on our website, or you can customize your own clothing at www.warriorlogowear.com. The Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I'm your host, Andy. We've got the whole crew in the house, Nick Bryan, Scott Kelly. Say hey, everybody.
Hey, listeners.
Hey, how we doing?
What's up?
Hey,
hey. Hey, 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 indeed. Okay, we've got a Scott trivia written for us tonight. He's assured us it is a little different than what we've done in the past so far, so we're all excited to learn that top. Of course, you already know it because it's the title. But as we do, we're going to get to our listener question of the week, and this one comes in from Erica. Erica reached out via one of the social medias. It doesn't tell me which one, Scotty. Do you happen to remember?
I do not remember.
Okay, not important. Really short sentence. What is your go-to snack?
Oh.
I'm going to add a little flair to it. And when do you find yourself snacking most? And there's probably an obvious answer there. But
I have a lot of snacks.
I do too. I love
snacks. My engagement with the devil's lettuce late evenings.
lettuce. We're in Illinois.
I've become
fully legal, by the way.
Yeah. I've become a connoisseur of snacks, okay. making just a, on the whim. But my go-to, I guess, would be just your basic. It's maybe a redneck charcuterie board.
Okay.
Deer sausage, summer sausage, a variety of cheeses, crackers, pickles, olives, you know, just the run of the mill. That
you prepare that for yourself to sit down on the couch?
Significantly. Okay. A lot.
What kind of pickles?
Well, my favorite right now is Wickles pickles.
Never heard of it.
Wickles?
They are delicious.
More like dill or bread and butter?
Majority dill. I have become a little more on the bread and butter side. Mm. I used to not be a fan, but I do like them now.
Okay.
But dill is a majority. Mm. Clausen's.
OG number one, baby. No. I got like four jars in my fridge right now.
But yeah, that snack, you know, I get a inkling. I'll go to the fridge and start cutting and...
You put out like a spread for yourself.
Oh, yes.
That's solid.
For you, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Yeah, that's an event.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. Give me some honorable mentions here.
Oh, I mean, it's whatever's in the fridge. I will make something. Okay. I will make a grilled cheese with leftover steak. That will be a snack. Cut it into squares.
Mm. Wow.
So
blowing my mind.
So it feels more snacky.
Okay.
Than just a sandwich. Like
it's so thoughtful to be able to prepare that. I mean, snacks to me are very impulsive.
And there's not much prep.
Right.
That's what I was thinking when I think snack.
Grab and go.
You know?
Yeah. Like you get in that mood. I'll sit there and try to talk myself out of it, but then I get hungrier and hungrier, and then it happens. I talk myself into...
You've got 3 minutes. You got to go in the grocery store, grab something out of the chip aisle. What is it?
Oh, Cruncher's chips. You know, barbecue or jalapeno.
Good answer.
I mean...
Solid.
Yeah. Nice work.
The kettle cooked.
Yes.
So I'm going to actually, because my answer is there. You're basically giving it out for me here. My dad came up with this when I was like a teenager, and it just became our thing, and I've carried it on. I don't do it much anymore, but it's barbecue crunchers and Prairie Farms French onion dip.
Oh, great dip.
That is such a
great dip.
Awesome combination.
Jump in real quick.
You're wrong. It. I already know what you're going to say, and you're
so
dead wrong.
Two points. During the snowstorm, I was at Betty Ann's supermarket. That's in our hometown here for the listeners. Went to get some dip. They were out of Dean's French onion, but they had a lot of Prairie Farms. So
because they keep it well stocked.
And
that's
then
right.
also,
flies
I noticed
the shelf.
That Dean's is more expensive because it is a better quality.
Oh, damn.
It's a better quality.
I'll eat either. Not even bad at eye.
At least the brand is.
Do you recognize that they're at least different?
I think they're different, but I will eat either one without... hesitation.
Perfectly happy with either one.
Over like an off-brand, you know.
The Prairie Farms are too. It's too much. Just like sour cream on a chip. I want a little flavor.
Okay.
I want some flavor. That's
okay.
All.
I don't get it, Nick.
Wholeheartedly disagree.
I agree with you.
Well, you guys like off brands. That's okay.
I would throw Dean's right in the garbage.
But to answer the same question I asked Kelly, and I'm going to come to everybody after you answer your snack question, you got to grab something quick out of the chip aisle. What is your number one go-to? Mm-hmm. Brian, what's mine? You know my answer.
Garden salsa sun chip.
Boom. Yeah. This man knows me. That's a good exactly one. That's right.
Probably my number two, I think.
And I have a hard time saying no once that bag gets opened. Sure. Yeah, we take it home, baby. What?
I was about to say that's mine too, but I think I'd have to go with chili cheese Fritos.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right. I love that. That might be my
classic answer there.
But I do love the sun chips.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Fantastic.
Who's next on my left here?
I'll go. Yeah.
Hold on. I didn't really go.
What are you doing? My favorite,
popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Movie. Butter popcorn.
I'm a popcorn guy. Love popcorn.
But be a little bit more specific. Like, so we're talking snacks. I'm thinking you're at home.
Skinny Pop.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a
skinny
second.
Skinny Pop is delicious.
Yeah. Like I'm assuming like putting on a movie at home. So are you making popcorn? Or did you buy the popcorn?
Okay, yeah.
You know what? I'm thinking like you can buy giant bags of popcorn. You can get the microwave popcorn. You guys know I'm a bit of a cook, so I stovetop it, on the stovetop. So what do you do?
My favorite is stovetop or whirly pop. I used to have a whirly pop.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Crank it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I will say probably now more often than not, I'm going over Rettenbacher's.
Okay.
Movie theater.
Old school classic, baby.
But nice. Popcorn is definitely my favorite.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Movie theater popcorn is the best version of that, I assume, when you're actually at the theater, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I disagree. I think the popcorn I make at home is way better than movie theater.
Best popcorn I ever had. Shout out to Zach Bullard's mother.
Oh, wow.
Her popcorn is phenomenal. And he does it too because he knows the recipe.
What's special about it though?
There's some seasoning she puts on it and he has it too. I've never seen it in the store.
You ever heard a flavor call?
It's amazing.
It's like like a ultra concentrated salt liquid. It's like saltier than salt. It's supposed to go on your...
It's like an orange salt, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's supposed to go on your popcorn and make it all. I haven't heard. I've only heard of it. I haven't had it.
Interesting.
And he doesn't put it on the pop. He puts it in the oil.
Okay.
Right. Oh, wow.
We're about to lose Brian. Yeah.
Zach.
I do know. I think Act 2 is one of the popcorn, like microwave popcorns. I think they call it like home style. That's a solid... Microwave popcorn. If you have not tried, I know you said Orville Redenbacher.
I used to do Act 2, but like Butter Lovers. So I'll try that. But like Scott got me on Orville, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. Phenomenal,
I dig it.
Really.
I dig it.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you done now, B? Are you satisfied
more
that you've got
more? One more. I'll go to the movies and get the large tub and refill it before the movie even starts.
Well, that is a pro move.
Obviously. What else would you do?
Yeah.
Do you also refill it as you're exiting the theater to bring
it
home?
I've done that before, but not usually.
Yeah.
But sometimes I go to movies with Scott, and he's seen them before, so I'll have him refill it so I don't miss the movie.
That's a good brother.
Here to help out.
All right, Nick, you started going, brother. What do you got?
I'm a chip guy.
The chip master.
Like, last meal, death row kind of thing. It might be like a smorgasbord of chips. Chip fiend. My favorite style of chip is the kettle cooked chip.
Okay.
Maybe the favorite of the kettle cooked chip is have you guys ever had like the wavy versions? Cape Cod, Kettle. I think the Kettle brand is one.
You're saying like a wavy cruncher?
Cruncher. The kettle cooked style, but the chip, like think of wavy. It's wavy Lays.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kettle
cooked, whatever.
It's so crunchy.
Sounds good.
So crunchy. Great with the dip. Like you can scoop a ton with it.
So being such a chip guy,
yes.
Do you like a dip though? I mean, like I love chips and dip. Over just regular chips, right?
I
love a dip.
Yes, yeah. Okay. I'm a French onion guy. I'm a Prairie Farms guy. I know we disagree on that part. Yeah. There's also a dip my mother-in-law will bring from Texas. They have the store brand is like HEB down there. It's like a Costco, in Texas. And it's a chili con queso dip.
Oh.
Fire.
Yeah. Have you had those little cans, Frito-Lay, like jalapeno cheddar?
I won't do that. No.
Why not?
No, because it looks like crap. It just looks like garbage. So
nuclear.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Probably not even cheese in it.
Exactly.
It looks like garbage.
Jalapeno cheddar. Man, that's flame. Frito?
I'm not saying you're wrong, but... that would probably be my go-to. It'd be a wavy kettle-cooked chip. Give me the Prairie Farms French onion. But any chip, I don't know if there's a chip out there I do not like.
If you're going to buy the bag of wavy kettle-cook,
mm-hmm.
You cannot have a conversation while eating it.
That's true.
Because you can't hear anything while you're chewing it.
You can't watch a movie either.
And you got to put subtitles on. Yes.
I do that anyway. You know, I know it's a good chip when my mouth, like the top of my, the roof of my mouth is kind of raw when I'm done eating. Tearing up my mouth because they're just so crunchy. But I don't think I have a limitation on what chip I would eat.
Solid answer, but I think you're a dip snob.
So. I am a dip snob. Why wouldn't I be?
Right.
I'm a connoisseur.
Specific. Grabbing chip aisle. You're running in. You're grabbing what?
Everything's an option. I'd probably go Kettle Brand wavy kettle cooked chip. Just salt. Just straight potato. Sea salt. Yeah. Just straight. Yeah. I don't need the flavor. I prefer a dip over the flavor. Wow. Yeah. I'd probably would go with that. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, we could go category by category and I'd have something for you, whether it's a pretzel or a cracker and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's probably my go-to. As I've aged, I think just salt. I've enjoyed that more. I don't even like Doritos anymore. You know, like a lot of the flavored stuff. I don't like Doritos anymore. Communist. Like stuff like that.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, they love us in Russia.
Yeah.
they do.
And then you got to avoid things like red dye and all those other things. You got to avoid those. Yeah, I mean, I love a hot Cheeto and those kind of things, too.
I love a good red dye.
I bet you do.
Red number 30 or 3 or whatever.
3 is the one they just killed out, right?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Well, you've pretty much named everything that I would snack on. Chili cheese, Fritos would be my go-to. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Garden salsa would be probably my number two. So.
Oh, boy.
It's a queen.
Yeah, Brian already mentioned Orville Redenbacher movie theater butter.
Yeah.
But the other snack that I usually is my go-to has to be roasted, salted, and shelled pistachios.
Nice answer.
Good one. So I will, almost every week when I go to the grocery store, I usually buy a snack. I mean, usually I almost always have popcorn on hand, but it's not uncommon for me to grab a bag of pistachios.
What is that stuff you get from Schnucks that come in like a small plastic container?
Yeah, it's like a nut mix. It's usually called like a Fiesta mix or a trash mix.
I like a good spicy trail mix.
Okay. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, like those sesame sticks or whatever in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah, Target, their generic brand, there's a good one. It's a Cajun, sweet Cajun
trail mix. Yeah.
I think we talked about this before too with the pistachio. If you did a blind taste test, if the shelled versus already or unshelled, if there was any difference in taste.
There's got to be more salt on the unshelled.
I don't know. I feel like something we have to venture into one time.
Yeah. I like the actual, it's kind of like peanuts at a baseball game. I like the actual process of unshelling while I'm watching something.
Yeah. So wait, you said shelled. So you want the shell on?
Yeah.
Because shelled by a verb as an adjective means no shell, right?
I thought it would be unshelled.
And I don't think that works.
But he is saying shell on. Now, to shell clarify, on. He's saying
yeah, I do want the shell on so I can actually open them, pop it in, discard the shells, and move on to the next nut.
I like it.
Yeah.
So for the listeners at home real quick, there's 5 of us. 4 of us are overweight, if you can't tell.
That's because this guy makes a charcuterie board.
Yeah, he's the only one eating protein.
Yeah, he's a smart one.
They're like, this is really long.
Honorable mention, too, to the doctor over there when we get together for trivias. We got a trivia contest coming up here soon.
Yeah.
He always brings a rye bread with the dill dip. That's a classic go-to. Yeah. And
it's a good snack.
It's one of those things where you can't really deviate from that anymore because we expect you to bring that.
Yeah, I feel obligated now.
Yeah, you should.
That corn dip.
Your corn dip.
Not out. One brick of cream cheese, one can of shoe peg corn dip, and then jalapenos to taste. Eat that with some Frito scoops. It's so simple, but people go nuts for it.
My second favorite, my favorite there being Bob's deer sausage.
I love when
he brings deer sausage.
Nick's older brother, another part of our trivia dream team. He's always the deer sausage guy. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for submitting that question, Erica. And hope you enjoyed that little commentary on what we do when we sit around.
We'll talk about food.
You're on the couch, right? You're on the couch. You're watching a football game. You're watching a movie. You're binging a show. This is when you're snacking more often than not, right?
Yeah.
Does everybody agree on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. I usually work out while I watch.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. Sure. With your vibrating belt or whatever.
That was me.
They gave it to me for a discount after he was done with it.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to submit a question to the crew for us all to debate and answer, by all means, we need questions, so send it to theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com. You can send us a note on our website, which is theultimatetriviapodcast.com, and all of the social websites, most of which are not most of which, but the Instagrams are all in the show notes. So just click on the links there. All right. We are ready to move on to this week's trivia topic. Today's episode, we are heading back to school, but not quite in the way that you think. We're going to look at college nicknames.
Okay. I like that. Somebody said sports adjacent.
Sports adjacent. So it has to do with the, I assume the mascots. Is that what we're talking about, nicknames, or is it go beyond that, Doc?
Yeah, so when you look at, and I had to very much clarify this, obviously trying to vet it, the name of the mascot is the name, it has an actual proper name, such as Fredbird.
Oh.
Or the Philly Fanatic.
Yeah. Oh,
this
man.
This is going to be tough. So,
it's going to be really hard.
No, it's not. That is okay. What a mascot is.
Oh, I got you.
A nickname.
Oh, I see.
A nickname is Blue Devils.
Redbirds.
Redbirds. Well, Cardinals.
Cardinals.
The actual team name.
Oh, I thought you were saying, so like the Cardinals are like the Redbirds, the Yardbirds. They have a bunch of, but you're saying.
The actual term is for college team names. What is the team's nickname?
Ooh. Okay.
So when we get into it, I use Duke Blue Devils as an example. Kelly is a
Kelly's
Tar Heel
fan.
But yeah, that's what a college nickname
understood.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Understood. Yeah, Brian is not being very nice to Kelly. They are fans of opposing schools on that front. Well, college nicknames are an essential part of the athletic and school culture on campuses across the country. These names, often bold and spirited, represent not only the athletic prowess of a school, but also the pride, tradition, and unity of the student body. Whether it's the powerful and fierce mascots or the names that reflect local heritage and history, college team names serve as rallying points for students, alumni, and fans alike. They help build a sense of community and belonging by creating a shared identity that unites individuals across different disciplines and backgrounds. There's not a lot of rhyme or reason either, it doesn't seem, when someone has a, for example, Brian, you're a
There's
Duke
a
Blue Devil
reason for
fan,
it.
But you're not personally tied to that school at all,
no,
right?
No,
so there
no.
is a reason
about,
for
I
all.
You're saying the nickname doesn't tie, but it does for them, yeah.
No. I'm talking fandom.
Yeah. So, and, I mean, I can tell you when it started. Yeah, I was like 11, 12 years old, never into college basketball, but I started watching Duke play. And they were very good at the time.
Sure.
And I was at that age, so I liked them.
Sure.
Bandwagon.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but I was like 11 or 12. You watch them, they're good, you know. That's how it started.
Sure.
You know?
Bandwagon.
Could be.
Here we go.
I feel like I'm at a bit of a disadvantage. I have been a fan of college sports and sports in general, but I don't have quite the depth of knowledge I feel like that might exist in this room with some others. So, I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll have to surprise it. Okay. You guys ready to get started?
Yeah.
Fire it up.
Let's do it. It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on college nicknames, hosted by Dr. Scott. Here's how it works. Scott will read out the questions, and we'll all write our answers on our whiteboard when Scott says reveal, and we'll show our answers. If we get it right, we earn a point. Nick's on the scoreboard, yes?
Yes, sir.
If we don't, well, Scott is a master at making us feel bad for it. Let's see who ends up on top today. Doc, the mic's all yours.
All right. Thank you, Andy. First of all, want to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Travis, who reached out and requested this topic.
Ah, very cool.
He often will message us almost every week and tell me what score he got, which ones he missed, which ones, you know, he was thinking about and ended up getting right. So as soon as he told me the topic, I thought this is going to be a great one for us to do. And he's a big sports fan, so let's try not to let him down.
All right. Thanks, Travis.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if this is the first. Andy, tell me if I'm wrong, but question 10 will have the option to get a bonus point.
Oh, this is absolutely
ultimate. I thought it might be.
That's
first.
Fun. I like that.
Okay.
Like that.
So you may not be out of it if you're two out going into the last question.
I do too.
Okay, that's fun.
So technically, I guess there's 11 possible points.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. I will be expecting full answers. Once again, I mentioned Duke as an example. I would not accept Devils as an answer. The correct answer would be Blue Devils.
That makes sense.
So keep that in mind as you're writing down these nicknames. And unless noted in the question, I will be looking for the men's name.
Got it.
They do vary.
Okay.
They do vary.
Gotcha.
Okay. Question number one. What is the nickname for the University of Wisconsin?
See. Oh, man. Dang it.
I will specify Madison, which is the main one. So don't overthink it.
No. I saw Brian's answer. I will not be answering this question. Oh. It's my fault. My eyes wandered, and I saw it, and I didn't have it until I saw it, so I will not be answering this question.
Okay. Yep.
You think you could have got there?
Maybe, but I don't know for sure, so that's okay. All right. That's all right. I'll still come back and beat you.
I'll tell you what. I feel bad. If everybody gets it right, then you get it right.
Now, that's surprising coming out of you, Kelly, because I've been hard on you for some reason. But anyway.
I don't agree with that because I don't win a lot.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right. So everybody has a name down?
Yep.
Okay, let's reveal. We're going to start with Kelly. He has Badgers. Brian with Badgers. Andy already mentioned why he didn't answer. And Nick also Badgers. The correct answer is the Wisconsin Badgers.
Nice job. All right.
Little fun fact, they lost in 2015 to Duke Blue Devils.
Right? Oh, how about
and
that?
In the national championship.
I don't find that fact to be all that much fun.
Yeah, not too fun.
So you saw his board?
I saw, as soon as I saw the BA that, it's not your fault. My eyes wandered. But
I dig the integrity of that.
No, yeah. I don't feel
Did you know it, though?
I mean, once I saw it, I was like.
But before, do you think you had it?
I did not have it at the point that I saw it, and then it hit my head, so.
I definitely respect the integrity of that.
I do too.
I didn't have it.
My hardest part with that, for some reason, I had trouble spelling it. Like the D and the G, for some reason, was not clicking. You know,
R is silent.
I may have had too many libations tonight. Maybe that's my problem.
It is late in the evening.
Yes.
Well, sporting the colors of cardinal red and white, the University of Wisconsin has 25 varsity college teams. Bucky Badger serves as the college's mascot.
Pretty, would you agree it's a basketball school specifically? I mean,
football's big there too.
Football, basketball, football.
I mean, they're Big Ten, so they're always going to have, something. I don't remember Wisconsin really challenging for national titles.
I think
titles.
Their women's volleyball is actually pretty good too.
Yeah. They've had some very good football teams in the past.
Absolutely.
All right, let's move on to question number two. This is the nickname of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas' basketball team.
No help needed on this one.
Also known as UNLV.
Yeah.
This is the nickname of UNLV's basketball team.
I believe Duke beat them in 9-0.
We're going to get a history lesson on Duke here.
You are.
Duke basketball specifically. Oh, I'm a rookie.
This is one of my favorites growing up.
This
is one of my squads.
I knew that.
Still Larry Johnson is still one of my
grandmama.
Any time. Added adjectives on team nicknames count against you?
That's a provocative question.
No, I need the full name of the men's basketball team.
I'm not sure where your head's at.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. You good or you need another beat? Okay. Let's reveal. We got Running Rebels, except for Kelly, who has Rebels. And the correct answer is the Running Rebels.
You erased the Running?
Yeah.
Why?
I thought it was just a nickname for that popular 92 team.
Oh, 90 really?
To 92. I thought it was just their nickname.
Like Fab Five.
Yeah, because those guys ran. They scored over 100 points a game.
Yeah. The actual name of the men's basketball team is the Running Rebels. Apostrophe, no G.
Spelling
doesn't matter,
That's how I had it, too. Apostrophe.
I had that at first, and I was like, I'm going to put the G in there just in case. Brian, Andy, and myself got that?
Yeah.
All right.
Look at that, Kelly. You try to be a good guy and give me a point, and it comes back to bite you. That's some sad karma, buddy.
Well, the 1990 Running Rebels, which is probably what Nick was thinking about. Mm-hmm. Defeated the Duke Blue Devils by 30 points, Brian, by the way, to win the college's only basketball title. Most of the other UNL sports teams are simply known as the Rebels. but the men's team is specifically known as
strange how they do that?
Rebels.
Yeah.
Like, would you just said like how one team has this name, but the rest?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm with you.
What was the question again?
I understand like the Lady Vols.
He said he was specific to the men's basketball team, which
Were they called the Running Rebels before 1990?
That's a good question. I don't know.
That's a great question. We'll have to dive that.
I thought they were, but I'm not 100%. Mm-hmm.
I have an interest.
Like, I understand like the Lady Vols, right?
Yeah.
Or the Volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to be like, you know, there's no gender thing there.
Sure.
So that's weird to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fun fact, I was a UNLV fan growing up.
Yeah.
And I had a UNLV hat, the red one with like the block lettering. Remember that old school hat?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was a snapback. The snapback broke and my mom fixed it with a piece of elastic. I do believe I was the first person to ever own a FlexFit hat.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Back in the 90s, it was a piece of white elastic she put instead of the snapback. One of the greatest hats ever made.
Shout out, Connie.
Thank you, Connie. Work. Yes, I think it was the first FlexFit hat.
Should have patented that.
She should have.
Question number 3. The Banana Slugs is the nickname for what university? Once again, I need the full university.
Banana Slugs, which I've heard of.
You got this one, Kelly?
Yeah, 100%.
I know. I'm stumbling on this one. Dang it.
I could give you a hint.
I would love it if you did.
By all means, throw it out there.
The Banana Slugs is the nickname for what university? There's your hint. It's a university, not a college.
Yeah, well, all right. Didn't do much for me.
Brian's trying to show Andy his answers again.
You got it, P?
I think.
Educated guess.
I think he knows.
Educated guess.
We've discussed this several times during our garage conversations.
It's such a unique nickname that it probably comes up in trivia conversations.
Sure.
Blank card,
though.
All right. Well, Andy's writing something. I'm going with a 4 count. All right. Let's reveal. We have UC Santa Barbara from Kelly, Savannah State from Brian, Central Florida from Andy, and Nick chose the right nothing down.
Nothing.
We do not have a correct answer. It is the University of California, Santa Cruz.
Okay.
What did you write?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
I win because isn't the minor league team Savannah Bananas or something like that?
Well, it is,
That's why I went.
You know, I was going to write something like University of Georgia, Savannah, or something like that.
Is there even a Savannah State University?
I have no idea. Savannah State? No. Savannah's not a state, number one.
I have no idea. It was just an educated guess because of the.
I was on the same track you were, but yeah.
I can see Kelly wants to fact check me. Do you want to go ahead? Do you want to fact check?
No.
Okay. All right.
You should invent Savannah State University with your child cancer curing research from the last episode.
All the money needs to go to the money.
Not good for you.
Not that.
Well, the Banana Slugs compete in Division III athletics across 15 different sports. UC Santa Cruz has been competing in athletics in the NCAA since only 1980. They have won 7 championships, all of which are for men's tennis.
Wow.
Wow.
So
juggernaut.
All right. Let's jump into question number 4. And for number 4, I am looking for the nickname for Mississippi State University.
Man, you got us thinking. There's not a lot of discussion.
I thought
this was going to be one of the
simpler ones, but maybe because I'm an SEC person that.
Are you?
I don't think I'm a Kentucky Wildcat fan, so.
That's true.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dang.
Kelly, where are you at?
I'm not great at mascots and nicknames. We have friends that are fantastic at this.
Yeah.
Oh, Mississippi State.
I don't know. All I can think of is funny answers now. Because I've given up thinking of the right one.
All right, I'm going to count to 8 in my head here.
Okay. Not only am I having trouble thinking of an answer, like I'm having trouble writing anything
coming
down
up
at this point,
anything,
like
even coming
up with something.
I'm wrong.
All right, let's 3 seconds. Right,
I'm gonna be mad.
Something down.
I'm gonna be mad.
All right, I got something.
Okay,
I can't even write anything down.
All right, well, sorry, Nick. Let's reveal. Jeez. We got Bulldogs from Kelly, Rebels from Brian, Tigers from Andy, and Nick was unable to write a word.
I blanked so hard.
We do have a correct answer. It is the Bulldogs.
Oh, all right. Nice job.
That was Kelly, right?
That was Kelly.
Nice.
As soon as I saw him, like, that's it. Yep.
Bulldogs. Wow.
It sounded familiar, but I just wasn't confident.
They're maroon and white, correct?
Yeah.
No, when I think Bulldogs, like, that school does not pop in my head at all.
Then I thought Georgia.
So many Bulldogs. Yeah, like, well,
yeah. I wasn't going to throw out the other
Tigers,
schools that could have been
Wildcats,
it, but yeah, I know.
Yeah, mine was simply Tigers is the most common one, so yeah. I just threw it on the board to see what happens.
Man.
Well, despite being involved in college athletics since the late 1800s, the university has only one team national championship to its credit, which occurred in 2021 when the men's baseball team won the College World Series.
Okay. Mm.
Hey, to all you Mississippi State fans, that's pathetic.
You got to pick up your game here, guys.
All right. Well, I guess my confidence level as a host is going down after that one.
No one knows your mascot because you've only won once.
It should have dropped pretty hard. Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm looking for I'm looking for the nickname for the University of Utah.
Oh, okay. We're back, baby. Scotty and I sat at a pub and cheered along with fans of this university in Salt Lake City.
Yeah. And also, I was wearing a minor league baseball t-shirt, and our waiter knew
the team. That's right. I remember that.
It was the Akron Rubber Ducks.
Yeah.
And he looked at my t-shirt, just had a logo on it. He's like, Akron Rubber Ducks. And I'm like, wow. Like he was a big minor league baseball guy, which helped.
My wife went to school there.
All right.
Two of the four.
Everybody have something down? Yeah. Kelly, you do?
Yep.
All right, let's reveal. We have the Utes all the way around the room, and that is the correct answer. All
right. Nice.
Utah Utes.
Say Utes?
The two Utes.
The two Utes?
The two Utes. Did you say Ute? Great movie, though.
Nice.
Amazing.
The stadium, which I drove by several years ago, is one of the most amazing venues because you just have snow-capped mountains in the background of the football stadium. It's just what a great place to...
The city as a whole is just beautiful.
Yeah.
And surrounded by all those... Yeah, those... Yeah.
Are the Utes in Salt
Lake City. Okay. Yeah.
So is that what people from Utah are called in Utes?
I mean, let's jump into it.
Okay.
Utes are
the teams are named after the Ute tribe of Native Americans.
Ah, there you go.
There we go.
Now, there is some variety among the individual sports, though. The men's basketball team, once again, is the Running Utes, and the women's gymnastic team is known as the Red Rocks.
Oh, totally.
Completely random.
I don't know how that fits.
I believe the emblem is a U with a little feather coming out the bottom.
Right.
Native American tribal type.
Now that adds up then. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Huh.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
All right, well, we're halfway through this. Time for a score check. So over to our bearded Vanna White, Nick.
I love it.
I like that. All right, going from least to most. Andrew, you have 2.
Yeah, struggling.
Brian, Kelly, and myself are all tied with 3.
All right, this race, baby.
It's a ball game. It's definitely a ball game. Everybody's in the mix.
Two on the end, so,
that's true.
Everybody's in the mix.
Those two I missed. Like, I'm...
Kicking yourself.
I thought I was done. I was done.
I'm
you're in
about,
it.
I'm mad about Mississippi State. Like, as soon as I saw Coach Barber, I knew that. Like, you know,
it didn't even trigger. I mean, when I saw it, nothing.
Nothing.
Immediately, I hate that.
Well, I hope we get to the bonus if it continues this way, but let's see.
Right.
Question 6. I am going to need 2 answers.
Oh, boy.
If you want 1 point.
Okay.
So here we go. The University of Wyoming uses a different nickname for the men's and women's athletic teams. What are they?
Oh, man. We got some quick writing over here. I'm not feeling good about that.
Not good at all.
So the University of Wyoming uses a different nickname for the men's and women's athletic teams. I need the name of each of those teams.
Got no hints on this one, huh?
Nope. Yeah. I won't even...
Yeah,
I started to word salad it. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to say anything.
You would have given it if you had one.
Yeah.
Thinking out loud here, I'm just trying to determine how different the names would be from one another. I'm not even looking at you guys. I'm not looking for clues here.
I got nothing, really. I wrote something down, though, but...
All right, we'll go to a five count here, Andy.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You got something?
Yep, I'm ready.
Nick, you wrote something this time?
Yeah, sure.
All right, great. Let's reveal... Cowboys, Cowgirls from Kelly and Brian. Coyotes and Foxes from Andy. Frontiermen and Frontier Woman from Nick. And we do have a correct answer. Cowboys and Cowgirls.
Nick, I don't feel good about what we're doing here.
No, I feel like...
putting on a strong show.
I feel like it's going to run away from us here.
So a major work extra for that point, but congratulations to Kelly and Brian who got that.
Yeah.
Why is that in your heads? Just...
I just know. They watch sports.
I know the mascot. I know the mascot of Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They watch a lot. I think they watch a lot more sports than you and I do.
College sports.
Yeah, college sports especially.
I thought maybe if you got cowboy, you could figure out cowgirl, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's a natural.
Well, located in Laramie, Wyoming, the university has 17 sports, most of which are women's teams. The team mascot, Pistol Pete, is also used by Oklahoma State University. This led to a legal battle in the early 90s over trademark rights. In 1993, the universities worked out an agreement that would allow them to share the mascot.
Okay. And what if they play each other? You just got one person.
Well, there's subtle differences in color. Like Oklahoma State is orange and black.
Sure.
And where they say their school on like the hat or the pants.
It's Wyoming blue. Do I have that?
No, they're brown and gold.
Yeah. Oh, are they? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Way out there.
Ugly.
I'm going to stop guessing.
Yeah, it's interesting color.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to question 7. I am looking for the nickname for Tulane University.
I feel like this one's in there somewhere.
Locked and loaded.
Good job, Kelly. How about you, B? What do you like?
I had something I couldn't grab, but I don't even know if it's right. I'm not sure.
So this is for Tulane University.
I feel like I'm part of the way there. Like I'm missing a piece of this.
Once again, I feel like when I hear it, I'm like, yep. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's one of those again. Yep. But it's all right.
Mm-hmm. Dang it. It's going to bug me.
I'll give you a nine count. Tulane.
I feel like it's right there, and I just can't get to it. I'm probably way off, so I don't even know why I'm entertaining this.
Okay. All right. Andy's writing, and then we're going to reveal.
Done.
Okay, let's reveal. Kelly with the blue wave.
Oh,
Brian nothing. Green Hornets from Andy. And Nick with waves.
I could not.
We do not have a correct answer.
Okay.
What is it?
It is the green wave.
Green
wave. See, I thought it had something to do with green, but wave was not.
I had the wave part.
I had the green.
You can fact check me again if you want.
Does it green was in there?
Does it help if I tell you I'm colorblind? I'm not, by the way.
I wrote green down immediately, and I just couldn't get to the second
one. The second.
I honestly thought green was in it, but the way I never guessed that.
Yeah, the only part I had was the wave part. I could not think of what.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had part of it. Like I could only think of the wave part. Dang it.
We should have combined efforts.
I know.
Just dang it. Sidebar.
Uh-huh.
I hate schools that have like the red storm.
Oh.
The green wave. It's terrible. Like we used to be the Dutchman here out of Swick. Now it's the blue storm.
Yeah.
I just don't
like it. You don't like the color part?
No, I just think it's a cheesy name. I don't, you know, the red, isn't St. John's or right? The red, I just don't like it. I don't know. Something about it bugs me.
Yeah.
Like the Dutchman was really cool. Why'd they change
it? It was different. Know? Yeah, I agree.
Sure, they had their reasons.
Yeah. I'm Dutch sure you offended somebody.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
So I have been to Tulane. I watched a NCAA tournament game there. Well, it's actually when Butler upset somebody to go to the Final Four. Can't remember who, but I watched that game.
Nice.
At Tulane.
Wood State. It's south, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. So located in New Orleans, Louisiana,
okay.
Tulane adopted the Green Wave nickname during the 1920 season after a song titled the Rolling Green Wave was published in the Tulane Hullabaloo. Prior to that, the athletic teams were officially known as the Olive and Blue, a reference to the school colors.
Hmm.
So they are green and blue, Kelly. Yeah.
They made a lot of news during Katrina, if I remember correctly,
because
their
that.
School was decimated and they were trying to figure out where the student body could go to complete their semesters.
Oh, wow.
Also, the alma mater of one of Nick and I's favorite comedians, Anthony Jeselnik.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Tulane.
Went to Tulane?
Yep.
Nice. Nice trivia.
All right, here we go with question number 8. Murray State University changed its nickname from Thoroughbreds to Racers in 1961. However, what men's team kept the name Thoroughbreds until 2014? So I'm looking for a men's sport. And I'll read it here in a second again.
What did they change it to?
And I'm Racers.
Racers.
So Murray State changed its nickname from Thoroughbreds to Racers in 1961. However, this men's team kept Thoroughbreds until 2014 as their name.
Okay.
Certainly a tougher question, but at least you can guess a sport.
Yeah, right.
I was really hoping you're just going to ask what their mascot was. Yeah, so was I. That one I knew.
Exactly.
I saw a couple of you racing halfway through the question.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I think everyone has an answer, so let's reveal. We'll start with Nick with track and field. Track and field from Andy. Brian with soccer. And Kelly with track. We do not have a correct answer.
Of course not.
It is the men's baseball team.
Well, I know we're going to learn why, but I mean, track just makes sense, right? I mean, racing
running,
and all that.
Yeah, running, yeah. That, yeah.
I was wondering why all three of the four of you put track and field. So that's the
where my head goes. Okay. Yeah. Thoroughbred, horse racing, running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I can see track and field be like, we already know we're racers.
Right.
You know, we don't want to change that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't have fun facts about why they kept it. But I will tell you that the Navy Blue and Gold Racers participate in 15 sports, including a co-ed rifle program. The rifle team has won 3 NCAA titles and has produced 6 U.S. Olympic team members, including household name Pat Spurgeon, who won the gold medal in 1984.
Household
name?
Yeah.
Andy, you should have gone to Murray.
Dead Eye Sturgeon or whatever his name is.
Patty.
Spurgeon. Patty. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I got you.
Yeah. You should have gone there.
Yeah.
To be fair, I haven't actually fired at an animal yet, so we don't know if I'm a good shot or not.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Well, quit watching soccer while you're on.
Fair enough.
Well, we are now through 8 questions, which means we have another score check. Nick, how are we looking?
Oh, we haven't changed a ton. Andy still has 2. I still have 3. Brian and Kelly did add to their total. They both have 4. So 2 questions left. One of them being a bonus question.
At least 3 points of it.
So
it is
still.
Everybody's still in it.
Anybody's game. Yeah. It is still.
3 points on the table, gentlemen.
Yes. Watch this, baby.
All right. Let's do it.
Hold my beer.
That's right.
Question number 9. I am looking for the nickname for Youngstown State University.
Never mind.
Youngstown.
I don't even know where that's at.
So
I know where it's at.
You do?
It's driving me. Yeah,
it's in Youngstown.
Driving me crazy.
That's.
But once again, as soon as I see it, hear it, I'm like, very obviously
famed for a football program that is, I think, Division I, but like 2A, and they beat a Michigan team a handful of years ago because they're on a schedule. Am I giving shit?
Am I giving stuff away here? Appalachian State?
Yeah, you're right.
You haven't helped me at all.
Yeah. I didn't even have the right school in my story, so
yeah,
that'll get cut. Youngstown State.
Well, write down
a
nickname of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
It's your best bet here.
Wow.
I don't.
No idea.
This is going to drive me. Yeah.
It's not going to make me mad because I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right.
As soon as I hear it.
So, Kelly, you ready over there? Nick, you got something?
Sure.
All right, let's reveal. We're starting with Kelly with Youngbloods.
That's right.
Brian with Bears. Andy with Tigers and Nick with Patriots. We do not have a correct answer. They are the Penguins.
Well, naturally.
And Andy, I think you're thinking of Jim Tressel, who did make a big name for himself at Youngstown State as the football coach.
Oh, okay. They're so a common early schedule for D1 school.
And for a while, they were very good for being being D2 or whatever at the time.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah.
He's right. I wasn't thinking
your friend Jake work?
I have a friend that works.
So
I will say when you said the Penguins, it didn't hit me. But I think I remember you telling me at some point because it is unique. I thought it would hit me, but it didn't.
And they are D1, so I don't know if they've always been D1 or not. But
yeah,
where's Youngstown State located?
Ohio. It's Ohio.
Yeah, getting close to Pennsylvania. It's on the eastern border.
A lot of Penguins there.
But I definitely think of Penguins when I think
like that. Northeastern though, right?
So yeah. Northeastern Ohio.
And when you see that you're playing the Penguins, are they quaking in your cleats?
That's right.
are they with Carbondale, same division? They
at least were until recently. Okay, I don't know if they still are. Yeah. They were in the same conference.
Yeah.
Well, Youngstown State is the only D1 school to use Penguins as its athletic name. Pete and Penny are the school mascots. Both are penguins dressed in scarves and stocking caps. Okay. All right, gentlemen, here we go. Question 10.
Here it is.
How many is the bonus point worth?
Two. Additional
bonus points.
So you could get two here.
$20? Possibility of 2 points.
I get $20 from Scott if I get it. Is that what I heard?
What's that?
I get $20 from Scott if I get this one and the bonus point. Got
two
it.
Two or zero?
Here we go. I'm going to explain it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you will play for 1 point, and then you can also get a second point.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is let me read the question, and then I'll give you the additional.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of the 18 schools in the Big Ten, that's right, there are 18 schools in the Big Ten.
Makes sense.
Four schools have team nicknames that consist of two words. I want you to name two of them. But if you can name all four, I'll give you another point.
Okay.
So I want you to write two names, and you can draw a line under it, and then write another two. If your top two are right, then you'll get a point. If you get the other two, I'll give you a second point, if that makes sense. So here we go. Of the 18 schools in the Big Ten, four schools have team nicknames that consist of two words. Name two of them. You'll get a point for that. But if you can name the other two...
Spelling doesn't matter, I hope.
Nope. If you can name all four, you'll get that bonus point.
Two gets you one, four gets you everything?
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
But I want you to designate which are your two.
The first... Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I got you.
So just writing four, and I do, for listeners at home, I do want to mention I'm not including any affiliate schools, which means sometimes, like Johns Hopkins, the men's lacrosse team is in the Big Ten, you know, so I don't want to get flack for that. So I am going to say I'm looking for the 18 schools, nothing that would be an affiliate member.
So just write down two at first?
Yeah, and then you can put a line under it, and then below it, write the other two.
Okay.
So if you get the top, whatever the top two are is what I'm looking at for point number one.
Okay.
And then I will move on to the bottom two to see if.
I don't think that's right either. And.
I don't think I'm going to make up ground here enough to get to a tiebreaker.
I'm just going to.
I have a feeling Kelly is right now working on 3 and 4 instead of just 1 and 2.
Dang it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I mean, like, I'm even struggling trying to think of the old school, like the original, 10. I'm
pretty sure my two bonus names aren't even in the Big Ten. I'm quite confident of that, actually.
Okay. Dang it.
I'll give you another 10 seconds here because you are being asked for up to four names.
I feel like I'm just going to have to take the L.
Brian's writing something. Andy, you're still thinking about more?
I got four on
you
my board.
You got four on your board.
And I'm not going to be able to get away from those, probably.
Okay.
So I'm ready.
Oh, well.
So to our listeners, it'll take me a minute to unpack all this, but I will try to be as clear as I can.
Nick's still working.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. We're going to reveal, and let's go.
Nice.
Nick wrote Nittany Lions and Fighting Illini, which, and then let's see, we have Andy with Fighting Illini, Golden Knights, Fighting Irish, Cornhuskers. Brian with Nittany Lions, Fighting Illini, Cornhuskers, Boilermakers. And Kelly with Nittany Lions, Scarlet Knights, Hawkeyes, Buckeyes. All right. So here are the correct answers. We have Fighting Illini.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Gophers.
Oh, I thought about Minnesota.
I was thinking about Minnesota. I could not think of
I got Minnesota the Gophers. I didn't get Golden.
Nittany Lions.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Didn't think of that.
And the last one, which I think is the toughest, is the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers.
So if you got two, you get 1 point.
I got one. Okay.
Was Rutgers in the Big East and then they moved?
They were in a different conference.
Okay, well, yeah, whatever.
Now, yeah. Who knows?
Like, well, that's the thing, right? So you don't know for sure. Golden Knights, ridiculous. I was thinking Boilermakers. I saw that mascot.
That's the last
like
one.
The emblem
me,
in
like,
their
is
head.
Is that one word? I don't think.
It is. Cornhusker and Boilermaker, one word.
That's Yeah.
Dang.
Okay.
Yeah. I never would have got the Scarlet Knights.
Oh, he didn't give two to the top.
Yeah, I thought he did.
What were they again?
Fighting Illini, Golden Gophers, Nittany Lions, Scarlet Knights.
Was that on the top
Illini
two?
And then, yeah. That's my top two. Honestly, yeah.
What was your top two?
Fighting Illini and the Nittany Lions.
Nittany Lions.
Yeah, okay.
It was. Yeah.
That's right, because Cornhuskers and Boilermakers are last year.
Yeah. Those are the ones I was
check yourself.
Kind of guessing. Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll give you a little more info here, and then we'll see what we're looking at here. Mm-hmm. With the recent addition of former Pac-12 teams, Oregon, USC, UCLA, and Washington, the Big Ten now consists of 18 schools. Like many other college conferences, the Big Ten has abandoned its regional model in favor of a coast-to-coast mega conference. Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Is Notre Dame playing Big Ten?
They're still, so, yeah, they're still, I have two.
Football's independent. Basketball's in the ACC.
Are they still independent?
Okay. The football is.
Football is.
So the two affiliate members that I mentioned that I would not accept, because one is John Hopkins. Mm-hmm. They are the Blue Jays, so they're actually two.
Oh, yeah.
And they're lacrosse. And then Notre Dame plays ice hockey in the Big Ten. And, of course, they're the Fighting Irish. So.
And this is weird, too. So I remember the college playoff. I can't remember the exact number, but because they're independent, they can only be like a certain seed.
Yeah.
They cannot be higher.
Because they can't get a conference
they
title,
can only
right?
be like four or five. I can't remember what it was.
And
can't be in the top four.
From what I understand,
so five, then, yeah. So it's weird to me. Like that's mm-hmm. yeah.
I don't from what I understand, they do that so that they can control their own TV rights.
Yeah, NBC. Is that right? Like mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right,
Nick. How are we looking on the scoreboard?
Well, this is how it shook out. Andy ended with two.
Mm.
I ended with four. Kelly and Brian tied with five.
All right.
So we need a tiebreaker.
Going to a tiebreaker, baby.
Love a good tiebreaker.
And you are lucky because I have one geared up and ready to go.
I would hope so.
I'm going to give you an example after the question. So
okay.
you
can right.
save your frowny faces after I ask the question.
Good luck, Brian.
Good luck, sir.
So this was researched. So by Grand Canyon University. This is a recent research they did. How many D1 college nicknames are human? And what I mean by that is Knights, Trojans, Spartans. Mountaineers, right? Spartans.
Cowboys, all that.
Cowboys, yeah. Mm. How many D1 college nicknames are human?
That's a great question.
Mm. That's a good one.
And I chose it because it was a research done by a university. They actually set out some research.
That, yeah, you got a definitive answer, right?
Right.
Hmm. But there's,
save that info for yourself. You don't want to give B any help.
And for the listeners, the winner will be who is closest to whatever number they write down will be crowned.
Not concerned winner. With going over
and
not,
or under.
Doesn't matter. Over or under whoever is closest like mathematically. Yeah.
Where's your head at, Brian? Where's your head at? You going big? You going big? You going small?
All right. You guys both have an answer? All right, let's reveal it.
Ooh.
Kelly with 33, Brian with 22. The correct answer is 112
Holy
colleges.
Holy cow. Wow.
I mean, there's only
350, I think.
350.
Wow.
Only one.
I wanted to ask.
Just give me one.
I did want to ask how many D1, but I kept running into different answers. But somewhere between 345 and 355.
So let me ask you this. Like, would this popped in my head, like, when I was thinking, you know, Aztecs, would that...
I would think so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I assume so.
Nothing matters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So we're right at about a third of them. Are human characters.
Wow. Really,
surprising.
I thought that's really high. Yeah.
Wow.
That's super high. That's why, I mean, we both high. That's fucking low.
Beep. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is. No, wow. That's surprisingly high.
It is surprisingly high. Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. So Kelly ended up with the W on that one.
So we have to congratulate Kelly.
Yeah.
Good job.
Let's get it. Well done.
Good job, Kelly.
You know, I know all our episodes may not get released every time in order, but Kelly's on a win streak.
Yeah.
Three in a row.
Oh,
three okay. in a row.
Okay.
The hot streak.
Yes.
I want to hear the tally of total wins from everybody. I know I got two. But
we're going to get there.
Okay.
I think this is episode 34-ish or so.
Yeah.
You know, we can do a, you know, a
50th or something.
Quarter or 50th.
Yeah, or whatever.
52 would 52 be a full year.
Full year. Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah.
But yeah. All the stats are out in the shared Google Drive, by the way.
I'm really going to start writing more, so I don't lose
something. Hey, there's something to be said for that, absolutely.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for playing along, and Andy, I'm going to send it back over to you.
Well, I'd like to tell you I enjoyed that trivia, but my mama told me not to tell a lie, so yeah. Hey, they can't all be winners, right? But nice job, Kelly and Brian, way to put up a good fight. Nick and I were... We're just awestruck, I guess.
No, I was only one behind. Easy now,
come
bud.
Come on, man. Can you join me?
All right, like, fine. You know, hey, we both lost.
We
okay.
didn't go to that.
That's right. Yeah. If you're not first, you're last. All right, that takes us into the bonus question. Thank you, by the way, Doc, for at least putting in the work to do that.
Yeah,
sure thing. It didn't work out for me.
A terrible episode.
It's funny, at least putting in the work.
There's going to be plenty of listeners out there that go 100, you know, 10 out of 10. And yeah, please, let us know. You know, find us however you can and let us know that, you know, make fun of us.
Right.
Tell me what an idiot I am for not getting more.
But they get a little bit. I mean, they can pause the episode. They can really think about it if they want to. You know, when you're on the clock, it's different.
We could have sat here. Oh, for the next 3 months,
would not have mattered.
Badgers, I think I would have gotten
but
there.
Still, but still, they still get time. When you're on the clock, you know, the pressure, it builds. It does. It does. It helps. It affects you.
It's banana slugs.
Yeah. Well, we're going to move on to the bonus question, and it is very open-ended, as it always is, and deals with our college experience. All of us have attended college, whether to completion or not, and so we... And I want to remind you, we are a PG-13 podcast, so keep that in mind. But what are some of your personal favorite college memories? Mm. It may not even necessarily be tied to, in fact, I don't think mine will be tied to your own personal attendance in college. But maybe you visited somebody, you know.
Man, what was her name?
Yeah, careful there, brother. I remember when I was a junior in high school, I believe, maybe a senior. Either way, doesn't matter. I was still in high school. My best friend had an older brother. Shout out Bruce Barker, who's a listener for us, who went to a local school on a wrestling scholarship, Murray College. Mm-hmm. And we went up there and enjoyed a weekend in the, you know, as a high school kids, we went up there and enjoyed the weekend. And yeah, you're sitting in living the frat boy life as a high school kid and surrounded by co-eds and... There are partying opportunities that you wouldn't otherwise have available mm-hmm. to you and the safety of the dorms and the campus.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just really opened my eyes. Now, I went to college much later. I didn't start college until I was 22. I was already married. Mm. I already owned a house. I worked a full-time job while doing it. So my college experience was atypical from what most people get to experience. So that's what sticks out for me in terms of the traditional college experience was... I was actually still in high school when it happened.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Attend a ton of college. I'll be very honest. I definitely did not go to completion. I mean, as far as memories, I can say, you know, better okay to say to the public. Probably my fondest memory, Kelly was there, Panama City Beach, spring break.
I imagine there'll be a number of spring break memories.
More than one occasion we went down there.
Is that the moped incident?
To be honest with you, I don't have a ton of memories of those trips. To be honest, I know I enjoyed myself.
The Seaside Lodge.
Yeah.
The Seaside Lodge.
Yeah. I mean, I remember some things we talk about this and they'll bring up memories that even include me. And I'll be like, I do not remember that at all. I really don't. But I do remember it was a fantastic time. There's a large group of us. Somehow I was able to go on spring break, Panama City Beach on like $300 for, I don't know, what did we go, like 4 or 5 days?
Almost a week.
It was a blast. I do remember that. I remember enjoying myself a lot. I don't have a ton of memories of it.
Sure.
The 1 year I did drive your
Camaro.
The Camaro back, yes. Yeah. So it's a 12-hour drive. And the Camaro, I mean, at that time we're looking at what, 99, 2000-ish?
Yeah.
So like right now I drive a truck. It's like sitting in like a Lazy Boy, you know, your knees are bent. There's enough room. This was like laying down while you're driving for 12 hours. I remember that maybe more than anything because it was just god awful to drive that car back for 12 hours.
You're almost sitting on the ground.
Yes, yes, you were. It was that part was terrible.
You're
but
in a beach lounger, right?
Yes, it seemed that way. Yeah, but no, that might be my fond, you know, favorite memories of the little bit I do remember from it. But yeah, just a bunch of us, you know, 12 to 15 of us going down Panama City Beach having a blast.
I mean, that sounds like a good time.
It was a great time. Any other things I did as far as college goes, it's worth remembering, is not worth telling to the public.
Or eligible for discussion.
Exactly. We're still PG-13.
Podcast. Yes. That's right.
I went away from my undergrad, so about 11 hours from home in East Texas. And we used to go to this lake that had a peninsula that kind of jutted out almost to the middle of the lake. So it was this very long and narrow. So you try to get there first so you could pitch a tent like right on the peninsula. So I remember weekends loading up cars of people and going out there hanging out all night at the lake. So that was something that sticks out. And you, in general, you just think about the freedom being so far from home, just being able to load in a car. We drove 100 miles to Dallas one night to try to get into a Nine Inch Nails concert. Didn't get in. Ended up coming back, sleeping at a rest area. I mean, things that would terrify me now as a parent thinking about my kids in college doing that kind of stuff. But those are a couple of things that stick out.
Do you did you remember what you would refer to that peninsula as? So if you were talking to somebody in the dorms, hey, are you going to blank this weekend?
Yeah, it didn't have like a name like Inspiration Point or anything like it, but it was Lake Gladewater, so we just would say Gladewater.
And it was known that that's where
you were talking about. Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah,
okay. Kelly, you got anything over there? You at least hung out around colleges for a good long while.
Oh yeah, I mean, I
played basketball.
I enrolled long enough to be a doctor. I would enroll in semesters and go for a couple weeks, maybe a month, and kind of lost interest.
Yeah. Got a lot of grades, a lot of classes you went to.
I had a couple classes that I didn't even know I took.
Well, that was your basketball experience,
right? But as far as memories go, I mean, it was just going to BAC back in the day. Now it's SWIC. That was just a good time. Bunch of friends around there, around home. I probably had more fun visiting friends at college, visiting Brian, her friend Jared down in Carbondale. When Blake lived down there, Ben lived down there. Ben went there much later. We get to go down to there and have fun. Visit my friend Dave at Eastern Illinois. One great story. He was in between semesters. I think he stayed up there for summer school, had several roommates. They all went home. I went and visited him one spring. And he said, hey, I got this empty house. I'm staying here. So I drove home the next day, packed all my stuff up. The next day came back and moved in with Dave for, I don't know how long, several months, almost a year.
Wow.
So that was a pretty cool experience. And then I just hung out at that college. I didn't even go to school. I worked at the local pizza place and delivered pizzas and went to the Uptowner in Charleston, Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Well, B, you have shared many stories with us.
I wrote down 5.
Multiple times.
Repeatedly.
I'm not going to go through all. It takes too long. I wrote down five. Yeah.
Because he utilized the whiteboard on this.
Amazing, you know.
You're finally using the whiteboard.
Yeah. But I, you know what? I started thinking about it. I got to bring it down to 1. I went for time purposes.
Okay.
Is it a Dave Matthews concert?
No.
Because we don't want to hear it.
Nope. There was a bar in Marion. So I went to school at SIU Carbondale. Marion's about 15 roughly 15 minutes away, 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. There's a bar called Sadie's. And I had a friend who I went to high school with who was my brother's age. He was a senior when I was a freshman, the Rob father. And he worked there. And I remember going there one night, and I was with my girlfriend. We're both underage. There's a line of at least 25 people. The bouncer looks at us. Come on.
Really?
So we get to go around everybody. So probably the coolest I ever felt. Get to go around everybody. And then he roped off a whole room just for us. Had like lounge chairs and couches around a jacuzzi with a fire coming out of the middle.
Holy smokes.
And he had it roped off. So like free drinks, whatever he wanted. And like people come by, can we go in there? He's like, nope, that's off limits. Like
we were
royalty, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, I bet.
And it's probably one of them. Yeah, so yeah.
It was great memory.
It was nice. A great memory, yeah.
Very cool.
And we went back with some guys, I can't tell those stories.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. There you go.
Sure.
There you go.
I do want to.
Amazing.
Correct myself, Lake Hawkins, because college friends will call me out on that. Yeah. It was Lake Hawkins. Fair enough.
Yeah. I was in, while my friends were in school, we went on a quick trip to Memphis when Beale Street was still Beale Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
There was an NCAA tournament regional round in town at the time, and Gonzaga was, you know, a highly ranked school.
Yeah.
The friend I was with, who was the same friend whose older brother we went to visit years prior, was mistaken at one of the bars for one of the Gonzaga players.
Oh, that's funny.
And thus received royal treatment.
Yep.
Therefore, by association, I got to experience that too. That was a fun fantasy to live for that night.
Very nice. Said you were the equipment manager or something.
More a bouncer protecting him or something. I don't know. Whatever it was. Well, thank you, Scott, for putting the work in tonight.
You got it.
Congratulations, Kelly, on the victory.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and we love to read those reviews. Keep them coming. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.